Okay, anyway, basically, I picked the topic because I found in the, this week's Zohar, talked about it, so figured, gotta deal with what you find in the, you know, it just happened to be, notice it. The topic is a very common topic. What happens in life when you have a tremendous disappointment? How do you handle the disappointment? Right. Why is it related to this week's Parsha? Because basically, if you learn the Parsha, Avraham Avinu went with tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. He left his homeland to go to Eretz Yisrael. It seems that that was one of the most difficult Nisyanis in the world. It's one of Avram's 10 Nisyanis. Now, we don't see what the big deal is. What do you mean? I got on an airplane to go to Israel. But I guess it was a different world in those days. In those days, apparently it was probably unheard of that a person would go and do such a thing. And there was no telephones and no mail and no way of traveling. And therefore, he probably, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't speak the language. He's a total stranger. Probably clothes are totally strange. Menhagim are strange. Everything is strange. So it was considered tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. He's basically never going to see his family again, you know. So he basically goes with this tremendous, tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. And the reason he did it is because of Pashtus. It's also because Hashem told him, but there was a logic to it. You see, Purinu says, because Eretz Yisrael was a Makom Kedusha. So it's worth it. He wants to get the Kedusha. What happens? He gets Eretz Yisrael, and as soon as he gets there, basically, there's a Rav. And because of the Rav, he has to leave Eretz Yisrael and go where?
Mitzrayim.
To Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is basically, we know, is the place of Memtes Shari Tuma. So instead of ending up, after all this Mesiras Nefesh, he finally gets there, and then he has to go down to Mitzrayim. And if anything, it would have been better off if I never left home. If I would have stayed home, I wouldn't have had the problem with the Rav. I don't think there says the Rav was in the whole world. Just the Rav was in Eretz Yisrael. I could have stayed home and had a Gevaldik. Said, I give up everything. I come to Eretz Yisrael. And then, instead of having it good, I got to go to Mitzrayim, Memtes Shari Tuma. Paro is very likely to steal my wife. You know, because that's what he was afraid of that they're going to kill him, take his wife, you know. So that's a good example of the issue. How do you go ahead, you get your hopes up, and you have a plan, and you're expecting things to be great, and you had good reason to assume it's great. Hashem even told you, basically. So it's very, and then instead of things being amazing, it just blows up in your face. Yeah, I missed the beautiful introduction. Oh, okay, right. So we're saying, okay, so that's where it ties into this week's parasha. We just said that, just a quick introduction, is that Avraham Avinu left Eretz Canaan with tremendous Mesiras Nefesh to go to Israel with this dream that Eretz Israel is the most Makom Kodesh, etc. And instead of getting that, as soon as he gets to Eretz Israel, there's a Rav. And he has to leave and go to Mitzrayim, which is a Makom Tuma. So it's a tremendous disappointment. So the Shaila, well, that's what these Sfarim, they don't deal with Avraham Avinu, I'm sorry, but that's what the first one is. How does one deal in life when you had certain expectations and you worked hard and you were sure, al pi derech hateva, it was going to work out, and then it just doesn't happen? And if anything, the opposite happens. How do you stop yourself from getting down? Okay, so we have a fascinating Zohar. The Zohar says, "Vayik asher hikriv lavo Mitzrayim." I don't know if I should read the Zohar or read the translation, but we'll read the Zohar. Amar Rav Elazar, kasher hikriv. The word, it says kasher hikriv, kasher kara mi bore. Should have said kara, but that's the proper word. Edek Eksiv Uparo Hikriv. It's the same word that we find when Paro was chasing Bnei Yisrael in the beginning of Bishaava. The Iyu Akriv Yisrael Tiyufta. The Chazal same means that he brought Bnei Yisrael back to Tshuva. So Uf Hacha. So here also Hikriv. It means that he got closer to Hashem. The akriv garmin akash baruch hu, k'dechol yoz. He got closer to Hashem, like he's supposed to. Lovo mitzrayma, to come to Mitzrayim and Ashkocha, to pay attention, be'ina and darga, to see where they're holding. U'ritzrachla mina, to go away from it. U'ritzrachla mina, they call it. In other words, it's saying, that's what he says in the translation at the bottom, that Avraham Avinu utilized the opportunity of going to Mitzrayim as a Memtash Shari Tumah as a great opportunity to grow in Ruchnias. How do you grow in Ruchnias? Because when you go and expose to something disgusting, so that can inspire you to keep away from it. And of course, it'll teach you what you can keep away from and inspire you. You know, you see how bad it is. So it's a great Musar lesson. So in a certain, there's a positive side. Now, I don't think that means that Avraham Avinu was happy to go down to Mitzrayim. And if it was up to him, if you'd have given him a choice, he would have said, oh, great, let's go down to Mitzrayim. And his dream was to go to Eretz Canaan. But the Eved, one's life, Shkocha Pratis, said he had to go to Mitzrayim, he figured out a way that it should be a positive experience, right? So that's what so that he figured out a way that going down to Mitzrayim will be beneficial for him.
Make the most of the situation?
Right, but more than just making the most of the situation. Making that situation would mean that, okay, you know, it's not as bad as you think it is. But Fakir, he found something positive in this situation which he wouldn't have had otherwise. In other words, he searched out and he figured out that this situation, it's the worst thing in the world, going down to Memta Shari Tumah. But there's a certain fakert that's good for my ruchnias. Now, really, I don't think anyone in yeshiva, you would ask the Rebbe or an Eitzah, I want to grow in ruchnias. Oh, great suggestion. Go down to Mitzrayim. I want you to go to Las Vegas, right? Maybe we would tell you to go to, what? Yeah, right. Right. There was no such, we wouldn't recommend that, lechatchila. But the Eved, if it's happening already, it's a golden, you find the silver lining, right? You find the positive. And that takes away, I think that's a terrific answer, because that takes away, see, if you're focusing in on that, oh, there's a tremendous advantage. It's not just that, okay, you know, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. No. There's a positive advantage. This situation creates positive advantage. Say, a guy who goes ahead and he loses his chavrusa, right? Something that happens quite often in yeshiva. So you get, instead of, you have to try and find, there's a positive advantage in learning without a chavrusa. Oh. I'll be able to learn at my own speed. I'll be able, you know, I won't have to, I'll figure everything out myself. I won't have someone getting, you know, impatient with me. I'll be able, you know, this way I'll figure it out instead of someone spoofing me. Maybe it'll give me free time to do something that I really want to do, otherwise I couldn't do it. So you find the positive advantage in the situation. So instead of getting upset about the situation because you're focusing on the negative, if I can't, you have to figure out the positive, and then that by definition takes away the negative, because instead of getting unhappy, you're focusing on the good part of it. And what you see that certain people, they have this kayach that no matter what happens, they find a good in it. Usually, because there is this rule that we said that there's nothing in this world that's always all bad or all good. So and everything bad, there's some good. Everything good, there's some bad. So when something bad happens, this is what I think the Zohar says, is you find something good, you focus in on it, you grab onto it, and then instead of getting upset, you're almost, you know, because it depends what you're focusing on. So instead of focusing on the good part of it, you're not going to get upset. Right? In other words, it's just like Lahavdil, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, we quoted many times, says that by Anava, how do you go ahead and be humble to this person? You're so much better than him. So he says you have to find that one point that he's better than you, because there's always one point that everyone's better than everyone else. He says if he's younger than you, so that's he's better because he's younger. You have more averus. If he's older, he's better because he's older, has more experience, right? So you always find something that he's better, and you focus. So when you focus on that point, you almost become oblivious to everything else, because that's where you put your whole vision. That's what Rabbi Yisrael said. Rabbi Yisrael said, you can be Moshe Rabbeinu, could be Anam Yiko Adam, because he focused on that one little thing that guy's better than me. So here also, I'm in a terrible situation, but I focus on the one advantage that this situation offers, which I wouldn't have had without this situation. So that solves the problem of getting upset. Anyway, I thought that's a very vastling, very Zohar.
Isn't Moshe Rabbeinu lying, basically? Because even if somebody is 1% better in a certain area, Moshe Rabbeinu is way better in every other area. So
it's not lying, it's focus. It's shot is that your emotions follow your focus rather than your intellect. So if I focus on something, so emotionally, that's what another is a feeling, is a regish. So since I focus all my energy on that one point, so that one point in emotion is felt much more than the other ones. I'm not lying. I know the other ones are true. But your emotions follow what you focus. So another says that you should want to try and create a hargosha that he's better than you. So you do it, you don't lie, but by focusing on that one point, it's just like if a person focuses on the 1% possibility there'll be an airplane crash, then he'll become petrified getting on the airplane. Because by highlighting something, you take it out of perspective. So that's, okay. Anyway, but I'm just saying, you see the concept of focusing. So according to the Zohar, when you have a problem, every problem is a bracha on some slight way. And you got to find that focus and then focus on it. Okay. Anyway, he says that was what I would have said from the Zohar. Now, I as long as we were talking on this topic, so I have three other people that talk about the same topic. They all say different answers. So let's read quickly. There's a Sefer Amuda Yerav Avodah. It's about Rav. The Mashkiach from Panovich. So he says, a Mashkiach overgam tkupas koshes b'chayev. The Mashkiach from Panovich had some very difficult times in his life. I'm really not so familiar with Rav Chatzko's life, so I can't tell you, but apparently he had some difficult times. Okay. So again, second line. Rav Nochem, this is the famous Rav Nochem, said, he once spoke to the person, this author wrote this, all those I caught you, how the difficulties that the Mashkiach had, of Chatzko, Rav Nochem is Bata V'Omar. Rav Nochem said, Kida Daito, in his opinion, Davka Itos Mesukas Edo, it was Davka these difficulties, I caught you, Shirbahem, Haim Aim Shosiva Gedo, that's what made him so great. Shekach Hatzlochotlam Shel Tzadikim Va'anoshim Gedolim, the Hatzlocha of great people, Derech Koshi V'Tzavo. It always comes through hardships. Kvosh Amr Rabbeinu Medrash, Bikesh Yaakov Leish V'Shavo. Amr HaKosh Baruch, Tignot Ayin HaMashim 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 because you have to work harder. That's how Hashem works it. Call me, Shakosh Baruch Hu Matan of Koshi. If Hashem gives you difficulties, Soifa Leos Adam Gadol. So that's the prerequisite. That's the way of becoming an Adam Gadol. Okay, in other words, here, he's saying much more than the Zohar. Much more. And as the Zohar was saying, try and find the good thing in it and focus on that. The good thing is not the bad. The good thing is something else, right? The bad is you know, there's something else. They're obviously being exposed to Memta Shari Tuma has certain negatives, but there is some positive. You'll get inspired of, you'll appreciate how bad they are. The Zohar is saying, not the Zohar, the Nachum is saying a much stronger part, that Guva, the more bad, the more good it is. And it's a law in nature that Hashem, when Hashem wants to make someone great, he gives them bad. Because the only way to become great is to have hardships. That's what he's saying. The only way, you can't become great without overcoming hardships. Because that's what makes a person great. I remember I once, Havdil, you know, this is, you know, Rav Noach, I once read the same thing in a secular book. When I was in my youth, I said this many times, my mother loved Hebrew. Right? So I bought her a birthday present, a book in Hebrew called Hamered, which was actually also translated in English, but I bought her the Hebrew version. Hamered was the Menachem Begin's autobiography. It was in English called The Revolt. And once I bought my mother, I read it too. Anyway, so in there, he had a line that he says that the British used to arrest the 40s, I don't know exactly when this was, would arrest, probably in the 40s after the journey, would arrest the people of the underground and would send them, the British made concentration camps in Cyprus. People don't know, they weren't in concentration camps like the Germans to kill them, but they were pretty bad. They were called concentration camps also in Cyprus. They used to send the Jews from Israel to Cyprus. But the Jews, that's why the Jews were very, very angry at the British. And after the World War II, and here the British were sending them back to concentration camps, basically. And went after them to Israel. So he said, Menachem Begin, that there were two types of people that ended up going to the concentration camps. Either two things happened. Either it broke you, or you came out great. So there's no in between. Some of the people who went to the concentration camps got broken. You know, they just collapsed. Now, I mean, their spirits broke, not that they're physically. Emotionally, they became, you know, broken people, couldn't handle the torture, so to speak. And other people, they came out, they're fearless. Nothing could stop them. You know, Menachem Begin himself was in the concentration camp there. He said that's how he became a great person, because once you go through the concentration camp, you know, then you're able to go through it, then you're a man, right? So it's the same idea that there's a sense that this Rav Nochem is saying, that the way to become great is to have to overcome difficult problems. If you don't have any difficult problems, you'll never become really great in life.
You want difficult problems to come to you?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. That's a great line. And this, because that way, when a difficult problem comes to you, instead of getting upset, you're saying, oh, Baruch Hashem. The Maisa, almost every Gadol that I met in Europe, in Israel, who was a real Gadol, almost everyone had a story how they were about 60 seconds away from being killed. Every single one. Yeah. Meir Chodesh had a story that they had him against the wall and they were supposed to have a firing squad. Right? I think so. You see that story? He said this was before World War II. He was in World War I. He was traveling. They caught him. They accused him of being a spy. And they put him, they took him to the army base and they had him stand up. And the army, they had to hold the soldiers ready to shoot him. And the general, the person in charge, told him, stand straight. And he wasn't exactly in the mood of standing straight. And the guy screamed at him, stand straight! And he didn't respond. And then I guess he screamed again. And then the commanding officer, who was sleeping upstairs, who's making such a racket? And he says, all the soldiers ran away. And he just walked out. you may check in. You read this story? Yeah. Yeah, like a crazy story. You know? And Rav Zaychik had the same story. What? You didn't get that story?
No, I got it. It's an army base.
And they were scared of the commanding officer. So the candidates had a temper, and he was going to shoot you if you made noise. So when he complained they're making too much noise, they all ran away. So he was able to go out. But Rezaitchik had the same story, that he was going to be, he was against the wall to be shot, and then someone quickly offered a bribe to the soldiers and let him go. And all these, many, many Gedolim had stories. So, you know, it's not such a chiddush that they became great. You know, you go through experiences like, you know, we have it easy. We're spoiled Americans. So, but at least when the problems happen, you say, this is my opportunity to exercise my muscles of greatness. You know, it's much more than the Zohar. The Zohar, I was saying, is look for something that's good in it. You know, Avraham Avinu found one thing that was good, that being in Mitzrayim will let me, you know, learn Musar B'Spaydus, how terrible these people are. He's saying the whole, by definition, problems are what you want. This is your, now, I don't think we want his problems, but the Maisa, when you have them, you should hear that this is what's going to make me great. This is what's going to give me, it's going to double my success in yeshiva. I'm going to be super fast. We obviously don't want them, because even it's like we don't want this shyness, even though I don't think we're happy when they, but the Maisa, there should be a realization that when they happen, I don't think you ask for them, you don't daven for them, you know. Maybe a lot of other reasons we don't want them. But the Maisa, if they happen, so you should intellectually appreciate that these are they're great opportunities, right? So anyway, they basically the two topics are very similar concept. That don't get all flustered about problems, because problems have a good side to it. The first one saying you have to look for some silver lining, and the second thing is saying is that by definition, I've seen that in a guy in yeshiva. I won't mention his name. He was the happiest guy in the yeshiva. Probably in all the years in the yeshiva here, he was probably the happiest guy we had. And Be'emes, some guys are just putting out a show, but he was really happy. And he had, I think, probably the worst family situation that probably anyone in the yeshiva had. The pshat is that he grew up with it since birth, probably, and he learned to deal with it. And you know, it just, once he learns to deal with that problem, so then nothing in life can bother him anymore. So he's just happy. And nothing ever bothers him. Because I learned to handle problems. So his having problems gave him a gavrikheit. Is that the right word? I don't know, made it up. Is that the right word? Okay. You know, that other people didn't have.
Does that lead you for really big problems?
Well, probably not. Probably little problems would do it a little bit. Okay, anyway, let's see some other pshatim. Okay, let's go to the Chiddush Aleph. This is a word, not from the Rishiva. This is it's in the Chiddush Aleph. Okay, what pshat? How can there be something in the Chiddush Aleph? It's not from the Rishiva? It's from Rav Trapp. Okay, these guys are bucking. Okay, Rav Trapp said there's a few pieces in the Chiddush Aleph from Rav Trapp. Rav Trapp was Rishiva's father-in-law. So he used to say this piece. That it says in the Gemara, Koshem is a Mizoinoisev Shev Adam Yosem Mikriyas Yamsov. That Mizoinus is harder. It's harder to get Mizoinus than Kriyas Yamsov. And the nace of Mizoinus is greater than Kriyas Yamsov. Why? Because it's Ksiv Nosein Lechem Chol Basar, or it's similar, it's great, and because there's a hekesh, because in Hado Agado is, when we say on Shabbos, Kiri Odom Chazdo, that's called Hado Agado, that kapitel to him. So we say in that kapitel, Noisein Lechem Lechol Basar, that's I think the very end, right? Noisein Lechem Lechol Basar, Kiri Odom Chazdo, and Samachlei, in the beginning, we mentioned the Neis of Kriyas Yamsa. So he has a kasha. He says it's true, that we did mention Kriyas Yamsuf, and then we answer Nosan HaBasar, but we also mentioned 15 other Nisim. So Chazal could have just as well, right, because in the Siddur, it says all kinds of Nisim there, in the Melech HaBashan, and I think so, I don't remember. What are the other Nisim it mentions? Someone's a Davener. Right? So why are you picking? You could have said Kashem is Ainashav Shav Adam Kimelech HaMam HaMidbar. Kashem is Ainashav Shav Adam Kimelech Melech HaBashan. Sichem HaMayri. Right? So Rashiva said, I mean, I'm not sure, Trump said, a Gaval de Gavart. He said that there is a certain dimension of connection which Kriyas Yamsuf had, which made it unique than every other Nais. And Mizrahi Nosef is the same thing. He says, every Nais, wait, what do you got there? What are the other Naisim that they mentioned there? What can I say? Makam Mitzrayim Ibchoreim. The Geyser Yamsuf Igzarim. Right, so Makam Mitzrayim Ibchoreim is Mitzrayim, Makas Bechoris. Okay, then there's Yamsuf. Morach Amar Midbar, that's in the Midbar 40 years. The Makam Melachim Gedalim. Sichem Melech Amori, Og Melech Abashan. So these are all different Nisim. So he's saying that all those Nisim were made sense. You know, that there was a need. And they asked for a Mitzrayim. They want to go out. The Mitzrayim won't let them. You gotta get there, kill the Bechayim. The Og Melech Abashan attacks Bnei Yisrael. There's a problem. You got no solution. You gotta make a Nais and defeat Og Melech Abashan. But Kriyas Yamsuf, there was absolutely no purpose for Kriyas Yamsuf. Why was there no purpose for Kriyas Yamsuf? Because it says in the Bishawak, Vahi Bishawak Paro Esam, V'lal Nocham Elokim Derech Erech Pelishtim Kikarevu, which means that the logical way of going from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, if you want to go the Karev route, would have been Derech Erech Pelishtim, which is apparently a different route. And if you're taking a different route, he says you wouldn't have hit the Yamsuf. It's a different route. So the most logical, simple, so he said, if you would have gone over to a Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim, he says, you know, I hear you're leaving Mitzrayim and you're going to Eretz Yisrael. What are you going to do about the Yamsuf? So the guy would say, you crazy? I'm going to go the short route. I'm not going to go, you know. Why would I go make a Sivuv and go then bump into the Yamsuf, you know? I'm going to go to the Erecher Plishtin. And I'm not going to hit the Yamsuf. So instead, they went some crazy route, and which was much longer, and they hit the Yamsuf, and then they needed an ace to cross the Yamsuf. So he says, that is Mizaynos of Shoadam. Mizaynos of Shoadam, when a guy he goes, he's leaving yeshiva, whatever, he's leaving, getting married, and you ask a guy, how are you going to make a parnasa? He says, what's the problem? I mean, how am I going to make a parnasa? I got a degree in this and this. I have this. I have this skill. No problem. I got a derech kikarevu. There is a simple way. I got it all planned out. Kashem is Einaz Yashar, the Kriyas Yamsa means that Hashem works it out. It's almost inevitable that your simple plan ain't going to work. Instead, you're going to have to go the longabout way. And you're going to need an ace. You'll get an ace like Kriyas Yamsuf. That's what Rav Trapp said. Which means that life is, it's almost guaranteed in life that things don't work out the way you plan. It's like a guarantee. Like Dr. Jacob went to medical school to become a doctor, right? I think he told Dr. Jacob when he's a doctor, you know, most of your life, you're not going to be a doctor. He's not a doctor. I don't think, you know, he's not a doctor anymore. He's not a practicing doctor. He's a college businessman. You know, there was Dr. James at the high school's named after. Also, was not a he was a doctor. He wasn't a doctor. So you go to medical school, and then, you know, whatever reason, now it's not a bad reason, I say, but it's just not what he was thinking. You know, so life, doesn't work. Life it's a norm. That's a very beautiful thing from Chopinette. When something against your plan happens, you shouldn't get upset, because he says that's the norm. That's to be expected. Life almost never works out the way you plan it. It's almost an axiom that you can't plan things. You have to make your hishtadlus, and you try your best. Some things you can plan, but right? I tell the guys always, because I think I learned this the hard way, or not the hard way, but when I was going out, so I remember my wife asked me what my plans in future, and I remember she asked me, I think it was right before I got engaged, would I consider moving to Eretz Yisrael? And I said, I don't know where I'm going to end up, because yeshiva has this crazy sheet that I brought to Saira, and who knows where I'm going to end up. But one thing I know, that it's not going to be Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael has so many people learned, the one thing they don't need in Eretz Yisrael is American Rabbanim. They got plenty of their own people in Eretz Yisrael. In America, they need someone, there's a shortage. Eretz Yisrael, there's no shortage. I remember hearing one say, big time Chacham said that in Eretz Yisrael, that send us your doctors, your lawyers, just don't send us your rabbis. We don't want the American rabbis. There's one of the Rashivas in Eretz Yisrael, he made such a speech. He said that. I think it might have been not Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, but the other Rashiva of Gush Etzion. I won't hear him speak. I think he said that. I don't remember what his name was. But send us everything from America we want, except for your rabbis. But the nice the vart was so that's what I tell myself. Sure enough, as soon as I left Kaldo, went to Eretz Yisrael. Went there 14 years. And then I got to Eretz Yisrael, so there was all kinds of complications, because Israeli citizen, there's all kinds of complications, because your kids get into the army, and it's very complicated if you're an Israeli. So for 10, 12, 13 years, I was debating whether I should become an Israeli citizen, and it was a big pain in the neck. I kept my American citizenship. Finally, after 13 years, I had discussed with Rashiva, and I said, is this ridiculous? And Rashiva said, yeah, it's ridiculous. You're not going back. No reason to go back. You might as well become an Israeli citizen. So sure enough, I didn't renew my American citizen, whatever. I didn't renew the papers. And as soon as I did that, I get the phone call to come back to America. It basically, about as soon as I did it. So it was almost comical, I'm saying I'm for sure not going, and I end up going, and then for sure I'm not leaving, and I end up leaving. So that's how it is in life. A person never knows what life is in store. So when you have a plan, and things don't work according to your plan, so you don't get flustered. That's the norm. That's the norm of life. That's what Rav Trump is saying. Doesn't mean that every single thing in life is like that. But in the total picture, things don't work out always the way you plan. My wife was listening yesterday to apparently it was a Mrs. Symes who was speaking to Lady's sisterhood, and she was talking about that she, I don't know if you know, her husband got in a car accident, and how she never expected her life to be the way it ended up, It's basically, a person never knows. Okay, anyway, let's go quickly. So that's what Rav Trapp said. Rav Trapp says you don't get upset when things happen, because it's a little different. You're almost expecting things to go against, because that you can't plan things. That's how Shem runs the world. Shem runs the world that things don't follow a plan. You're mechuyev to do your best to plan, but there's almost a guarantee that it's not going to, you can almost put your money that somewhere or another, your plan's not going to work. Okay. Now, the item b'binyanam, this is the binyan item. He says also a very interesting thing. Another vort. Gam binyan yisrael. He's talking about yisrael, which is a little different. Sarechim ledas. V'yidia zed nosenes oizma, that's strength. V'haksik maimin shetkufas koshi hashibu. When a person has problems, who rocks minus, it's only temporary. Even though everybody has problems, in generally speaking, Hashem gives you your problems in a way that you can survive. You can be happy with your situation. How does that work? Right, that's a pasuk in the Torah by Yaakov with Lavan, that he put a space. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows in tkufa sharigia. Hashem spaces your problems. Hashem works it out that you can overcome your problems. So even if you're going to be hit by a few problems, he spaces it so that basically you can be happy. I always hear like this. There was in my, when I grew up, I'm a little different generation, you people. So I grew up in the post-Holocaust generation, right? Basically. All my parents' friends were Holocaust survivors, mostly. Right? My in-laws, I didn't know my in-laws when I grew up, but they're Holocaust survivors. Right? Most people in that generation were Holocaust survivors. The amazing thing was that here these were the people that basically 10, 20 years ago went through the worst Gehenim in the world, and they were doing fine. They had nice homes, they had nice families, they had their kids were, my friends, they were, some of them were very wealthy, there was a person in my father's shul, Eli Zaborowski, he was the president of the shul for many years. Eli Zaborowski was in a bunch of concentration camps. So he was one of the big starters of the Yom HaShoah. You know Yom HaShoah? So he was one of the people that started in America because he was very big in Holocaust. And eventually he was appointed to their president. I don't know which president. I don't remember. He made a special commission on the Holocaust and he got appointed. He got appointed. It was a big covet. But he was here was a guy who went through, he used to always speak, he went through, he had a kid my age. So he had a kid that went through the Shoah. And, somehow, I don't know how he became very wealthy, and he always talked about the Shoah, and always when he went through, he went through like five concentration camps he used to talk about. So these repeat. So there is a concept that even though you have tremendous problems, but problems come to an end very often. But very often. And, and Hashem gives you the ability to live with your problems. That's a big chizik. That's what he says. You have to know that. People think that I can't handle this. Hashem gives you problems in a way that you can handle it. That's a rule, right? There's a rule. What's it called? Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brah Betunya Briyosav. Right? That's the expression. Hashem doesn't just like we know. Hashem doesn't give you an isayin that you can't pass. Hashem doesn't give you problems that are going to make you crumble. If you can, a person has the ability to stand up. It's too hard. So Hashem will give you a break. Don't worry. Hashem will figure out. He doesn't give you one problem, then another problem, another problem. He gives you breaks because he makes it the derech klal. Okay. Can't say he makes it. Maybe there's some exceptions. I don't know. But the derech klal, there's a person can, his life isn't given, figured out in a way that a person can handle his problems. That's what he's saying. Okay, so how many different answers I got here? Four, I guess. So the Zohar is saying that what you're supposed to do when you have a problem is find something that this problem created something good, gave you some good opportunity, and then focus on that good. The Rav Nochum said that the entire problem, not to find, the entire problem is good, because problems, that's what makes greatness. Greatness comes about from overcoming problems. So it's not like the Zohar. I mean, it's not to disagree, but it's not, you don't need to look for that one good ramification. The whole, by definition, problems are good. The Chiddush Aleph says, Rav Trop said, is don't be misspoiled from a problem because you should have expected it. That's life. Life is always. Because Yaakov Leshe B'Shalva, you can't have it. It doesn't happen in this world. That's for Olam Haba. Can't have no problems in this world. That just doesn't happen. You know, the Reshiva used to always talk about, you know, everyone has his pekalach. You people know that the Reshiva always used to say that. There must be, I don't know where it comes from. It's not I don't believe it's a medrash. I think it's a Jewish folk story. But the Reshiva's always quoted anyway. That there was, everyone came and with their pekalach. You know, pekalach means their little bundle. Everyone came with their little bundle and they lined up. And Akash Baruch Hu, or the Malach, tells everyone, okay, put your bundle down in the middle of the square. So everyone puts their bundle down. And then he says, okay, so everyone now has to pick up one bundle. You can pick whichever bundle you want, but you have to pick up one. Now everyone came with a bundle. Now is your opportunity to switch. Take someone else's bundle. And everyone goes and starts looking at all the different peklach. And at the end, what happens? Everyone takes they're back their own. Like that's, I don't know where that story comes from, if it's a, you know, but that's what she used to always tell that story. I don't know, it must be some, you know, Jewish story, everybody has a problem, and your problem is tailor made for you, and it's made because you're made, Hashem makes it that you can handle it, and therefore don't be so upset. I got a problem. Everyone got problems. That's a little bit of, I think, rough chopping. Life is supposed, you know, and I had guaranteed. I could have told you before you started that your plan wasn't going to work. Why? Because that's how it is. Plans don't work. Things don't work out the way you plan it. That's just the nature of life. And the binyan item is just saying that be should to hear, but Hashem works it that you always have a, you know, that you can handle it. It gives you strength, it gives you time, it gives you breaks. It works it out that you can handle it. Okay. Shikaya.